Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, give me the loot. Oh, give me the loot. To be mindful. Now, honestly, the show was trash. I'm just kidding. That's what y'all wanted me to get on here and say. The show was trash and garbage in all facets. No, it wasn't. Phenomenal. And I'll tell you why. Now, I think Tiffany... I believe that Tiffany was a part of the show for do me, bitch, fill away, I don't give a fuck. Okay. Okay, we are coming, bitch. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. All right. We are coming. Let's get into some things, okay? Y'all ready? Ooh, give me the loot. Ooh. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. It's time for a legendary show. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. Popping, oh, God darn it. You just jumped right on up. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. Currently struggling with my audio system, as usual. You stop that and you be quiet. What is going on, everybody? Ooh, just wanted to make sure that we had the bass dropping in the back. Ooh, I don't know how it sounds for you, but it sounds very bass delicious for me in these headphones. I'm loving it. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. Now, before we get started, you know what I'm saying? I need to see all the members. Oh, they
said. Chow. Why I do that? The audio was so low, y'all couldn't even hear me because I didn't even turn the stupid audio up. Dang it. Ooh. Give me the loot. Oh, my God. Get in here. Y'all know how it go when I'm off for a couple of days. Why y'all act like y'all didn't know that? All right. It's time for a legendary show. Now, currently, well, before I got started, I was playing with my audio system. And I, instead of, you know, turning it up, I was trying to untangle the freaking... Y'all know how it go. Just pretend. I mean, we're 2 days away from Monday. You know how things go over here, child. Things just don't be working out. But I don't know how it sounds for y'all. But like I was saying, well, I do know how it was sounding for y'all. Y'all couldn't hear nothing. But for me, it was sounding very bass-alicious. All right? Especially when I was hitting these. All right. Somebody watching the replay is going to be very irritated right now. I see you watching the replay. You're pissed off because I won't just get to the point. Scroll past this part, okay? But anyway, all right. All right. Oh, hold on. What's happening? Oh, wait. Oh, is the Nightbot spamming? I mean, okay, we do have the Nightbot in the chat. Oh, are they okay? Oh my God. Okay. Let me ooh, I'm sorry, y'all. I did it again. Stop spamming capsule. Okay. Just don't get in trouble, y'all. I have to take that off. But listen, if you guys can, I want to see all the members drop. Get in here in the chat. Okay? I want to see you guys drop the get in here in the chat. I just want to see the chat full of little Armands and get in here and, you know, all the good stuff. Okay? Let's drop that. Let's drop that really quick before we get into some things. Because I do have to explain this to you. A lot of people were, wait, did I even do the other intro? Listen, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. Sorry, the show's a little wonky. We got some new stuff happening today. I put a bot in the chat, so I don't want to make, I want to make sure they're not blocking anybody out. And then, two, we got some new memberships going on. But I promise we're going to get to the show, to the T.S. Madison portion of the show. I promise. But I'm just talking to my people right now. So anyway, I just want to shout out to everybody in here. Now, there were a lot of people that had been asking me, where are my emojis? Why have I, you know, lost my memberships? I did take away the 99-cent memberships. The reason why I did that is because we have upgraded the perks on the Legendary Show membership that was once the behind-the-scenes membership. However, and I just felt like YouTube doesn't do a good job of separating the perk levels. So anything that the 99-cent members got, like the $4.99 members got, so I just felt like it wasn't fair for our premium members. You know, I wanted some exclusivity for the premium members. I just didn't feel like some of the emoji upgrades should have been accessible to the 99-cent members. So the only way that we could do that is unfortunately, you know, kind of dissolve that whole membership. But you are welcome to rejoin. And we would actually love you to, you know, join us on the King of the Chat journey. Okay, shameless plug really, really quick. How it works, if you notice, you'll see about six little Armands in the chat, right? So the first one, mind you, what you don't know is everybody, all of my members, we had a members only live. You guys can't see my face. And all of these pictures right here, the members designed them. I literally got dressed behind the scenes, did the photos, and I sent them to my graphics person. So the members, these emojis were designed by the freaking members. Yes, they styled these. You guys created these. If you were there, then you know you were there. Here's the tea. All right, so yeah, if the bot is being a little wonky, I might remove the bot. So here's the thing. So new member starts with just a black t-shirt, no hat. Y'all know my thing is hat or something on my head. So for 1 month, you get a little swagged out Armand. You know what I'm saying? You get the little velvet blue do-rag with no shirt, you know, giving body, yada, yada. Then 2 months, you get the little beanie with the white tee and a little chain. Then 3 months, you get the little Urban Outfitters, you know, trucker cap with the leather jacket. At six months. And then in a year, you earn your headphones. Now, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, you start your, this is the journey of becoming the king of the chat. And then by 2 years, you get your king's crown, your Celine shades, your diamond, your jewelry on your neck, and your Versace robe, okay? And you run the chat, and you automatically become a moderator, all right? You know, you get to tell people what to do because you've been here, all right? So I want to shout out to everybody that has been a part of the memberships. And actually, if for those people that don't know where to sign up, I think I have it right here. No, that's not it. Let me see. Chat, I'm looking at this freaking Nightbot thing. All right. So, boom, here we go. So, you go here, you go to the membership tab, and you just select it right there, okay? Okay, people, I will put it in the chat for you. All right, I'm glad you guys are part. More emojis are coming. More emojis are coming. We are not done. All right, it's just we're just taking time. Okay. Now let's get into why we came here. A lot of you guys were asking me to talk about T.S. Madison's new show. I'm going to be honest with you. I was not going to talk about it at first because I was just like, well, child, I don't want to sound really, really biased. And, you know, I don't know. I was just going to just not say anything and, you know, just support from the sidelines. However, you guys want to talk about it. So I decided I will talk about it today. Here's the thing. I have not talked to her. I purposely did not talk to her because I did not want my opinion to be screwed, twisted, unsure. I did not want to have it swayed in any way. So this will be the first time that she actually hears how I felt about the show as well. And so we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and a little bit of the shade. And then I'll call in. I mean, I'll open up the lines and I'll let you guys call in, right? So again, I have not talked to T.S. Madison. I've not called her. I purposely did not call her to talk about the show. So I'm going to tell you guys what I thought. All right. So let's just jump right into it. T.S. Madison experience. How do I feel about it? I think the show was trash. No, I'm just kidding. Trash. No, but seriously, I thought the show was amazing. The show is a phenomenal show. I'm really, really excited for her. I'm really, really happy for her. I know that she's happy, and that's what makes me happy. You know what I mean? I think the fact that she is the first Black transgender woman to have a show centered around her and chasing her dreams and at the level of what she's doing it is awesome. You know, she's worked very hard to get to this point, and I think that it's dope. You know what I mean? And honestly, we've had our differences, but I'm never going to be a hater. The show was great, and I like that it's not about sex. You know what I mean? It's about the business. I like Miss Mary being in the show. I love well, my favorite character is honestly Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi's a kiki to me. He's one of my favorite characters. Chi-Chi's probably going to be the highlight of the season for me because he just doesn't give a darn. Like, you know, Chi-Chi is the type of person. I mean, Miss Mary, they was asking him about the COVID-19. He going to say, child, you know I don't watch the news. Child, you know I don't know. Like, girl, so you just not going to watch the news, girl? Like, you just don't know? Like, if you just don't see it and it just don't exist. Chi-Chi would be like, girl, what? I can't go out? Girl, my weed, my what? No, girl, I don't watch the news. What? The COVID? It's the Latanya for me. I live for Chi-Chi. But no, honestly, this is a great moment. This is groundbreaking for creators, even outside of like the transgender piece of it, which is a huge thing for her. I had to figure out, you know, for me, like why I like the show so much, right? Because it's not really messy. It's not a lot of drama that we would typically want to see, right? But for me, I have to think, what is going to keep me watching the show? And I think you can feel the RuPaul, like the Drag Race undertone or influence on this. You can definitely feel the World of Wonder influence in the show. It has that energy to it. Just it's an undertoning like it's kind of like this whimsical, kind of like airy kind of reality show. You know what I mean? It's you just feel that. So I think that that's cool. And then two, I like the idea that they're showcasing how creators are creating from their home and reaching millions and millions of people from their home, because now they're normalizing us, people like me, people like TS, people like you at home that are creators. They're normalizing us as being part of mainstream media, being part of the mainstream and whatever it is that we do, right? And I think that is very important to show the work that goes into being an independent media personality, an independent like show runner. You know, a lot of times people talk about the independent musician and the independent, you know, the independent artist, but not many times is there a focus on the independent talk show host or the independent radio host. And I think that this show does a great job of showing that the independent show host is really putting out a lot of work and it's not easy. You know what I mean? There's a whole staff of people that goes into creating content for, you know, the public to consume. And I think that that is very important. And I think that that's great that her show is, to me, one of the first of its kind to do something like that. I've never seen a show where they focused on, you know, a media show and then a celebrity gossip kind of like bloggers show in the basement and showing that there's real life production. They're going on tours. They're, you know, they're booking guests. Like this is what we do. You know what I mean? And Madison is lucky enough, blessed enough to have a full staff. There's many of us like myself. For every job that you've seen, from the editor, the management, the production, the lighting, the booker, the, you know, the crowd, like some of us do all of that by ourselves. Some of us are every single job in one. You know what I mean? So I like that the show is highlighting that, because now I feel like people will start putting respect on, you know, the independent media. You know, we got to put some respect on our names, because it's a lot of work. And then especially when you're talking about current events, and especially when you're in spaces where you're competing with the Wendy Williams, you're competing with the TMZs, you're competing with, you know, the Reels and the Views and, you know, all of these bigger publications, the news networks, like you're competing with, you know, BET and MTV and Viacom and all of that. You're competing with all of that. And, you know, to be able to still gain an audience and sell out tickets and do that, like, I think that this is so dope that she's highlighting that. So for me, that was a big takeaway for the show for me. And for me, that's why, you know, I really appreciate the show, because I think it's going to put more of a microscope on the things that people like myself and she and other of us YouTubers do. And people are going to have to start really saying, like, damn, these people put in a lot of work. And then you're going to be able to see, I like that you can see that she's invested in her team, things like that. Like, it's just, I think it's dope that she's done that. And I think it's dope that they've given her an opportunity to showcase her that. Not to mention, let's talk about the transgender piece. It's dope that she comes from a place of, you know, sex work and escorting and things like that to come full circle and be on television, you know what I mean, with the staff and producing her own show. I think that's amazing, and I think that is so dope that they're highlighting that, because there's a lot of trans people around the world, you know, that don't see a way out. You know, they cannot find their way out. They feel like they have to result in sex work, drugs, and all of this, and they can never get out of that space. So to see somebody that comes from that world and literally elevate all the way up to television is amazing. I think that is awesome. And I think that a lot of trans women, like, should use that as an example. You know what I mean? And I think, too, honestly, you know, it also shakes the trans community up, especially I'm talking about the African American trans community. It takes the guardrails off of, and it takes the crutch off of the transgender community of, I can't, we had it so hard, or there's not a space for us, or I can't do this because I'm trans. Well, because it's now, it's like, well, you can't use that anymore when you're seeing T.S. Madison did it. So you can do it too. You know what I mean? So she's actually showing people, listen, you don't have to live in your oppression. You don't have to live in your struggle. You don't have to be in that space. You can be something bigger than what, you know, society has destined or ordained or said you were supposed to be. Hold on. Let me see. Y'all send the Nightbot is tripping. Oh my God. Let me see if I can get him out of here. How can I get that Nightbot out? I don't know how to get it out though, y'all. Hold on. Let me see if I can get the Nightbot out. Remove moderator. Okay. We removed the moderator. Okay, Okay, cool. So, so I think that was great. Okay, but you know, I had to bring in the body here just in case, you know, people started getting out of control, okay? So, anywho, now, so I think the show was great. I like Miss Mary in the show. Madison and Miss Mary have been working together for a long, long time. Now, when I used to go in, I used to be like, yeah, she's over there getting her, you know. Yeah, I should be like, she's over there exploiting their damn mother. But no, honestly, Miss Mary is a soft add to the show. I think that it was great that Miss Mary shared a moment with, you know, because people are going to want to know. People are going to want to understand, like, how did Miss Mary deal with you being a transgender woman? You know, how does she feel about that, being a Christian? And, you know, they shared a moment together, which was great. I like to see that. Tiffany Pollard is in it. Now, here's the thing. Okay, I guess we're going to start moving into, like, I guess I'm just going to start ranting because we'll move into a little bit of the shade because we talked about how good the show was, right? Okay, Tiffany, New York, I think New York was a plan post-COVID. I mean, prior COVID, whatever, pre-COVID. I think she's great. I don't think she's necessary. I don't really think that New York is necessary. I feel like maybe that was the deal before. I don't know. Madison never told me this, but I feel like perhaps that was the deal. Like, okay, let's use New York. We'll usher you in with through the door of mainstream with New York, and then you know we'll put it under your show. You know, but New York will. You know, it will kind of ease it in on the people with New York. And I just don't think that we need New York. And then the COVID came, so New York is not even going to really be on the show. Leading to my point of, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't want New York on the cover of this. I'm just being honest. I don't think that's my opinion. I don't feel like New York needs to be on the cover of the T.S. Madison Experience show, you know, flyer. She doesn't need to be like, why is New York right there? She's not really even on the show like that. You know what I mean? So I just don't feel like New York should be there. I don't think Madison either. I think the story can be told without, you know, a cisgender celebrity reality star, you know, kind of cosign. New York could come in if she's available, but if not, I don't think that they needed to. I think maybe they might have felt like they needed to pitch it with New York. But I don't feel like after watching it, I don't care about New York. You know what I mean? For me, I'm not really interested in New York. And I think that it's great, but I mean, we don't need New York. So, you know, I'm being honest there. The other part of it, if I'm going to be a little shady, it's just, you know, the other thing that was triggering me and my homegirls watching the show, and I'm not really sure. That's another reason why I didn't want to talk about it, because I wasn't really sure how I felt. Because I wasn't sure if I felt like, are they tricking me or is this real? Because I don't want to be bamboozled. You know what I mean? I don't want to be made to feel a way about a person and it's just like, okay, we need a villain. So let's like create this person to be a villain. You know what I mean? Okay, if you don't know what I mean, I'm talking about Craig, okay? I'm not pulling this picture up because I just feel like it's giving too much. So the producer of the show, he was really triggering me. And I just cannot believe in my mind that that's really how he is. I feel like Gio was gone. They needed a villain. And I feel like they were like, okay, Craig, are you willing to be the villain? And be extra, and he's like, all right, I'll take the job. That's what I want to believe. I don't want to believe that Craig's personality is that we see it on the TV. Because if so, Miss Mamas is the fool. Miss Mamas is the fool. And I'm gagging at the fact that I'm like, girl, what? She want to be T.S. Madison. She literally wants, like, Miss Mamas is the fool. And I'm not even being shady. It's like, girl. How are we having a meeting and you on your own YouTube channel? Like, how are you the show producer and you talking about you don't want to be down there early setting things up? Well, girl. Yeah, I don't want to start reading like that. Maybe if you were down there a little bit earlier, the show wouldn't have as many audio problems as they would have, you know, they were having earlier on. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, girl, she be giving all of that. Like, she was giving, like, you know, if I, you know, if the show would still go on, but the show wouldn't be not the same without me. And she was giving, like, while you guys are up here, I'm not going to be down there early. And I have things to do. And Madison is not paying me enough. And I don't work for her. We work together. And I'm like, oh, girl. And I'm like, no. They're tricking us. They're trying to, they needed a villain. They needed a villain. They needed, because I'm like, girl, Madison, she couldn't possibly be work, like, and be friend, and like, she, I like, what? Or maybe it's just me. But I was just like, well, wait a minute. I know this cannot be real. Miss Mama does not act like that. And somehow this is working. But then I was like, you know what? I know Madison in my mind, right? She's probably like, listen, girl, push your books. Say what you got to say. Just make sure you push that button and make it go to the next slide. Because at the end of the day, you talking about you don't make enough money. I'm going to be honest with you, Craig. I don't know you. I've only known you through the T.S. Madison stuff. I've never, those five books that you're pushing, that you're, none of those books have got you on TV. The T.S. got you on TV. So all of this stuff that you've acquired through the many years and whatever, whatever you're doing, all of this of who you are, like, girl, nobody cares then. Nobody cares now. All we care about is you producing the show and making sure the audio is not echoing, Miss Mamas. That's what we care about. I mean, that's what it's given me. I don't give a damn about how many books Miss Mamas wrote. Do you? No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, how are you giving all that? She doesn't pay me enough, and I don't do this, and I'm not doing that. But girl, you're getting paid by the whole network. Why your books didn't get you on the show? Why your book? Why do you have to work under or with somebody else? Obviously, you didn't have them books didn't sell enough to get you a TV deal. I don't know. Like, so, like, yeah, the show will go on without you. Will it be the same without you? I think it'll survive. You know what I mean? But my thing is, she was really triggering me. And I was like, girl, I don't want to get on here, because I know if I get on here, I'm going to have to talk about this, because I was not going to let that slide. I'm like, girl, she is giving all of that. I'm like, wow. But, you know, it works for their dynamic of their team. So I think that that's great. But for me, I will be watching her, because she definitely has a spirit of, I want to be in front of the camera. It's just not really selling like that for me. So, girl, I'll work with you, but the second I feel like something is going to put me in the forefront, bitch, I'm out. That's what she gives me. But, you know, like I said, I could be being bamboozled. I could be reading Craig completely wrong, and this could just be because there needs to be somebody that we hate. And so, for me, they did a good job as casting Craig as the one that I'm like, girl, she gives a lot. So outside of that, it was all good to me. I just was like, I was just gagging because I just did that. He was giving a lot. I was like, girl, she's got a bit of an ego. But no shade. I was talking to somebody about it, and they were like, well, to them personally, he's one of the reasons why people are going to go back and watch the show, because they need that. You need that, though. You need you. Listen, a show would not be good if there wasn't a villain. You need a person to dislike, or you need a person that's going to shake it up and be like, girl, you know what I mean? But I think they're a tight knit group. So it'll all work out. But, you know, they did a good job, because they definitely was able to trigger me a little bit, because I'm like, God. Whew, his mom was just giving a lot. She was giving a lot. She was giving a lot. I'm like, girl, whose show is this? But no, the show was good. But you know what? I love it. Just keep a bunch of queens on camera, giving a lot on TV and for the straight folks. I'm here for it, okay? So, yeah. So, anywho, yeah, I think the show was a success, though. Honestly, I'm very inspired by the show. I think that it's groundbreaking on so many different levels as far as transgender and then as far as like independent content creators. So I think that it's super dope. Like I said, I love Chi Chi. Chi Chi is going to be the key for me. And I just can't wait to see what doors open for her after. So, you know, shout out to T.S. Madison for having a great show. You know what I mean? And doing her thing, because I know that this is what she wanted. She had been talking about WeTV since Facebook. So, and you know, she did her thing. And I think it's great to highlight, you know, our peers. And, you know, you guys always know, I've always said, Madison is the reason why I started doing what I'm doing, you know, despite even me going in and reading her when she had me, you know, when she didn't feel like I was good enough for the Queen's Court. And, you know, I had to read her, like, girl. But at the end of the day, you know, I still give credit where credit is due. The show was great. I'm happy for her. She did her thing. And I think the one thing that, you know, I could take away from this is that, because she's even told me this before, and I think, and it's good when someone tells you something and you can see them doing it. Like, she does a good job, like, through this journey, she did a good job of staying focused and understand this is my path. So whether you had this team person or this person around you or this friend around you or this person on your team, maybe they want to be the center of attention. Maybe they're being shady. It's not that she doesn't see or know all of that, but she's not going to feed into that. Listen, do whatever you want to do. Just make sure you focus on here because I have to get this done. And so she doesn't get lost in the back and forth of people's egos because she has a vision of her own and eventually she's going to get where she's going to go. So, girl, you and your ego and anything you feel in a way about, like, girl, okay, girl, but we got to get over here, okay, whatever, you know what I mean? And even if that means, girl, we got to work together. We work, you know what I mean? It's just like, listen, she's chasing a bag, and I see her laser focused in on that, and I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her. I'm really honestly proud of her, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you, T.S. You know what I mean? I'm very proud of her, and the show is good. The show is good. It's a good show. I enjoy it, and I think it's an inspiration, and I think that it's going to, like I said before, it's going to highlight the hard work and dedication that it takes to do this work without a major network deal. There's not many spaces that are doing that. And her show is like showing, even if you don't realize that's what they're showing, that's what they're showing. So I will go ahead and let you guys call in now. You guys can give your opinion on the show. So let's see. Let's see what y'all got. How do y'all feel about the show? The number is 563-999-3658. Now, you can respectfully disagree, but if you call in trolling, I'm hanging up on you. Does that make sense? Like, you can't just be out here just saying dumb stuff. But if you don't like it, you don't like it. You don't have to like it. But you don't have to come on here and, I don't know, say something like bizarre and stupid. Okay? So go ahead, and the number is 563-999-3658. Call in. So a lot of people said they haven't seen it yet. I agree with everything you're saying, Armand. I love the show, especially Miss Mary. Yeah, Miss Mary would be a fan favorite. That was a good addition. people like her. Now he likes Madison. Always liked Madison. She just pissed me off. Kudos to your mom for acknowledging her success. That's what's up. Stop hating, okay? Big ups to Madison. Okay, so if, listen, if we don't have anybody that want to call in and give their opinion on the show, we will wrap it up. But I just want to make sure I got on here and I showed some love to her show and I supported it because I think it's very important for people in this space with a platform to support the show and not be silent, right? When someone like this has a show, let's uplift her. Let's talk about it. I mean, we don't have to like everything about it. You know what I mean? I wasn't like the most turned on by Craig, but I need that character too, because it makes it interesting because I you know, he'll be one I love to hate. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, girl, what's she going to be given this week? You know what I mean? So, you know, I think it's very important that we lift each other up in the community, because there's so many times that we don't do so. And we're looking for acceptance within the straight community when there's a multitude of us that have platforms that we could be building and lifting each other up and creating a space for us. So I wanted to make sure I got on here and do this dedicated video and let her know, listen, I'm proud of you. Kudos. Shout out to you. You did your thing. You're the queen, girl. You're on TV. And you know what I mean? It's up from here. It's up and it's stuck. So shout out to you. Okay, boom. We got a couple. Okay, so 8832, you're live on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
So, first of all, I think you're thebomb.com, and I actually got put onto your show through Madison and Jason Lee.
Okay.
So I'm late to the party, but about TS, I am so obsessed with her whole flow. I thought her launch at WeTV was a great fill for something that's missing on TV. They represent the Black family, trans, like crazy. And I agree with you about Miss Mary being like the glue.
Mm-hmm.
The glue. And as I do like Craig, I really feel the tea in the shade from the first episode. So we just got to follow the rest. That's like, you know what they do. They have to give you a nail biter to come, you know, bite on.
Well, it wasn't even like he was like throwing shade. That's not the thing. It's not even that Craig was being shady. It's just, if that is really who he is, it's like he wants to be the star.
Right. And I understand that he needs to understand the process. Like, you're on somebody else's back right now, and he needs to let that ride before he jumps on the bandwagon for himself.
Yeah, he's got an ego.
But baby, I was mad about it because when I watch his lives, he's very inspiring. I don't catch the ego vibe. I know that he pushes his book and everything because that's his hustle, but he did not need to do that on the show.
On the first, and I mean, of course, we don't know how they
edited. On the Thursday.
Right, and we don't know how they edited, but he came on there, and I'm the author of 5 best-selling. I'm like, okay, let's talk about how you produce, and you're like, this is about you, or like, oh, I don't know. Like, this was just, it was crazy. I don't know.
But he just said it, though, because he wanted to just get his accolades immediately and just be like, yo, I'm not the show. But he didn't have to say the show wouldn't be the show without his presence. Like, that's extra. You kind of ran with that one.
Madison doesn't pay me enough, she doesn't pay me enough to work for her. I'm like, girl,
yes,
you're a whole TV show.
Yes, when he said all that, I was mad because, you know, that's the confession room. And I'm like, you really starting off on that note? Come on.
And I see people saying, okay, you got to think about it. And I'm seeing people saying, oh, he's just cocky. It's just, that's fine. But imagine being like a T.S. Madison, or imagine you being a business owner, or imagine you being a content creator and you having someone that, you know, under you,
your
helping you build
your
business.
Your team, right?
Yeah, you have somebody in your team, and they're kind of trying to tell you, like, you can see that they really want to be you, but their stuff hasn't really took off, so they have no choice
but
to kind of work under you.
Just
but then they,
it. Right.
But
like,
you can still see that they
option,
secretly,
baby.
Yeah, you're exactly. You're the second option. If his shit was really hitting, he would not be over there with no T.S. Madison. Trust me.
Okay.
If them books take off and it's a Craig and if they like we want the Craig the Writer show, oh, he's out of there.
Right. Like I can't. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention before I forget. So yesterday I also jumped on because I'm really obsessed with this whole flow. So yesterday I jumped on to their live. Was it yesterday? Whenever they did their live for Thursday, I think it was Thursday, when they launched the whole thing, they did a live right after. And I really feel that this might, you know how when something happens, like the production happens, and then later everybody has to, you know, go rewind from it and see the feedback. Literally, this is out, and TS was heated. So I really hope that this doesn't create real drama, because you know how it will do. You know how it will happen. But she was not.
I don't think it will, because that was the piece for me. I'm just kind of like, Madison, I don't. That's why I didn't know if it was real or not, because I'm like, is this a phony persona of him? Because Madison, like, she was like promoting this, and they're all really good friends. But I'm just in my mind, I'm like, how could you?
But that's what I'm saying.
I couldn't have that person work for me. Like, I don't care how talented
right,
you are. It's like
you're
competing
thinking.
With me.
Right. When I open, because are we buddy? Are you my partner? Or are you trying to get up on me? Like, that's not cool. But what I'm
saying. And
are
you over here because your books really ain't selling like that?
Like that.
But
that.
let's not make it messy. Like that. Yeah. They're not TV deal selling. You know what I mean?
Not yet.
Okay.
No, but on the real, like wrapping it up, I know they. I'm so proud of the whole platform. I'm so proud of TS. I'm so late to the party, but I'm better late than never. I just love the whole trans world, the whole LGBTQ, and it's just giving me all my life right now. So I'm going to stay tuned to you and the show. But, baby, it's drama.
Thank you. It ain't all that right, much well, drama. It was just a little bit of the personality for me that I was just like, oh, this is interesting. But, okay, thanks, Boo. Yeah, I mean, but listen. I got to call it like I see it. He just feels like I'll be like sleeping like this. Like, chill. I don't know. But I'm not trying to start no beef. I'm just saying. Y'all wanted my opinion on the show. I'm telling y'all. Okay, 1640.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you for... Hi. Oh, my gosh. I am so in love with your show. I got to say that.
You.
Okay. All right. So that first and foremost. Secondly, I lost. Okay, my mother 2 years ago.
Okay.
And watching Mother Mary with that whole relationship, it just reminds me of me and my mother. And I love her realness. I love the show.
Yeah, it reminds me. I like that relationship too, and it pisses me off even more so now that I didn't get invited to Thanksgiving because that fool, Miss Mary, like, she be in there cooking, okay? And I'm like, girl, I didn't get none of that food. Yeah, girl, I'm really mad, for real, for real.
Yes, I love the show. The Craig piece, I saw it, I see it. I'm sure that she sees it too. Am I just being a hater
with the Craig thing? Like, just be honest. Did I see something that nobody else seen, or am I tripping? Am I just making it? Like, am I tripping?
When you brought it up, I didn't see it. I saw a glimpse of it when he was driving in the Jeep with the secretary. I don't remember her name because.
I didn't even want to go there because even the manager, remember, she was just like. Even it must be coming on later, but she was giving like, and that's why I didn't want to speak on her yet, because she was giving like, I'm not the secretary. Like, it seems like everybody is trying to let you know what they're not gonna do. I'm like, girl, what is this?
Right.
I'm not the secretary.
I love the strong personalities. I'm just gonna love the show. I'm supporting.
Yeah,
the show.
Me
I'm
too.
Watching the
me
show.
Too.
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. Because I'm like, girl, what? But maybe that's just me being, maybe call me a hater. Maybe I was just being messy. Maybe I seen something that everybody else didn't see. I don't know. That was the only part for me, honestly, that kind of turned me off, though. But in a good way, because I'm going to watch even more. 8303, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
Hey, I just want to say I have not watched the show. I've tuned in to some of TS's YouTube buzz about the show, but I'm just proud of her that she's achieved her goal. And anybody, I don't care, transgender, gay, homosexual, regular, it don't matter to me. Hey, you achieving your goal and you staying focused and you leveling up, I'm all good with that. So big up
I'm
to
all
her,
good for that
and
too.
She will go far.
Absolutely. And and I think if the show does it, like, and I'm just going to speak it early. I think if the show does a season two, we don't need a quote unquote, like, female celebrity, like, cosign.
Yes.
Like,
but,
I don't think
know,
that New York is needed.
I agree. I agree. New York, she needs her own lane. I mean, okay, coming there maybe as a guest here and there, you know, but she need her own thing or whatever. But I think that, like yourself, Tia, she has the gift to create good, fresh content, you know, organically.
I think she's interesting. I think people would have came with that, like, I just don't, for me, I didn't like, you know, I just don't feel like, I get it. I feel like New York was a part of the discussion pre-COVID. And then, you know what I mean? It just kind of, they went with it. But I would have rather TS be on the flyer by herself, for me.
Yeah, but didn't New York help her kind of get in that door?
Oh, maybe.
Bit?
I don't know. Well, I feel like, she, but you know what? I don't give me the line because I don't know. But, you know, could be. I'm not even going to say not, but at the same time, child, I mean, it is what it is. I'm at a place where I just feel like I think it's great. I don't think gay people need a cosign from straight people. Like T.S. Madison does. I don't feel like she need, I kind of feel like they're like, all right, we're going to help, you know, usher you in with New York.
Oh yeah. T.S.
You know what I mean?
Can definitely stand alone. She can stand alone.
Yeah, I think
that's
she can stand alone.
Yes. Definitely. I agree with that. But just by me watching, you know, some of TS's content on YouTube and her morning shows and things like that, I think that New York had a big role in with getting
well,
her.
Well, she's also
put
executive producer of the
me.
Show. Yeah,
that's
she might have. Because, yeah, so you're right.
So, I mean, that's protocol, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. 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 That's why, like, you know,
I
get it.
Yeah, but so I think there will be a season two because, like I said, T.S., she's organically creative. She can create that. And I just believe that, the sky's the limit for her. I really honestly believe that. And no, I don't watch her all the time, but. You know, I do tune into her. I don't watch her as much as I watch you. I will say that. But
I'm happy that she got it, though,
yeah.
Because this goes to show that, you know, there will be more doors open, especially like for me. Like I said, the greatest part for me is the behind the scenes. I like how it feels like there's a it's like an extended behind the scenes of the Queen Supreme
yeah.
Court. You know what I mean? And I love that they show the good, the bad, when the sound goes off, when you got a crowd of people, you know, all that. Like, I think that that's important for people to understand that this production stuff
yeah.
is real.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
everybody can't do this. Like, you know what I mean? And like, so, and then for a lot, because a lot of people, I remember when Jeannie Mai came out before the pandemic on From the Real, and she was just like, yeah, like anybody now that sits and goes live from their home, from a bedroom in their home, they're like they're media or they're considered a credible source. They're not credible. And so I think that we're ripping the face off of that because we can be credible. We
mm-hmm.
are considered real media. Like now, Jeannie, my girl, you're going live from your house. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's like, you know, we're taking that stigma and throwing it back in people's face. Like, no, we don't even, we may not have the big television deal. We may not have the big media companies behind us, but don't minimize the work that we do because we work hard at this.
Oh,
we
yeah.
work damn
oh,
hard
yeah.
trying to get this content out to people. And a lot of us have more influence than the people on television.
Oh, yeah. And just by me being an entrepreneur myself, I honestly think as long as you have a heart for the people and you have an ear to listen for the people and you remain true to that, you will go far. I will say, side note, I like Kaya, too. I listen to her, and I like her, too.
Oh, she's probably somewhere punching the air.
What
an idiot. She could have been on the show. What an idiot. Now, you could have got rid of New York, put her and Kaya on, and that would have went, like, come on.
That would have went so far. Yes, and that was what I was about to say. I'm hoping that Kaya, you know, will be honest. Okay, be honest. I think, you know, sometimes us black women, we play the tough role, and really, yes, we're tough, but we're really truly inside broken, you know, and I honestly think that Kaya is one of those because she has to play that. I get it because I'm a black woman too, and I you know, I've been through a lot in my own personal, so I get it, but I'm really hoping that she really will, not so much just about the TV or nothing like that, but just the leveling up, just that she set out to do something, and she did it.
And she did it.
I don't care if it was going on radio or going whatever. It does not necessarily have to be just the TV. So I'm hoping that Kaya will, you know, swallow her pride and just, you know, give honor and props to where honor's due. You can't hate on that. You cannot hate on that. You cannot.
Like, what is Kaya going to say? She can ignore it and act like, oh, you know, she didn't see the show, but she watched it.
Oh, yeah.
She's seen it.
I'm hoping.
If I was her, I would be pissed because she really fumbled a bag.
Yeah, but it should.
A big bag.
If I was her, it should light a spark in her. It really should, you know, for whatever her goal is to do. I don't know. Her goal may not be to be on TV. Her goal may be to just be an underground artist for the rest of her. And that's fine if that's what it is for her. But at the same time, if that's what it is, you can't be hating on other people for setting and aiming their own personal goals and shooting for what they shoot for. So I'm just hoping that she'll humble herself and, you know, just, you know, give her props to it. She set out to
I think with the Kaya piece, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I would have liked to see them get back. But I think for me in my mind, and this is nothing that, you know, that this is me assuming from what I've watched. Kaya has, once she goes, and she has gone so far. Like, she has posted stuff about Miss Mary. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, once you start going with somebody, mama, and then they're elderly, and you know, Miss Mary's got, you know, it's like, okay, we could have had a conversation, but at this point, there's nothing to talk about, girl. You don't even exist anymore. We won't even slightly mention. I don't even feel like they're going to even slightly mention Kaya on this.
Oh, no.
She could have got a little bit of a mention, I feel like. She could have still been very much so relevant. But I think she went too far.
Very too far. I think it went very too far, like you said. And because, you know, when you about your money, I don't care. You could say what you want to, this and that. But once you take it to a certain line, even with business, there's a certain level that you're just not going to compromise, you know, and it's not worth dealing with, you know. So I don't blame Tia. That's over. That's done. And I wouldn't welcome it. And I'm saying that I'm a heterosexual black woman. And like I said, I like and I respect both of them. And I'm just keeping it real, you know. Tia, she needs to do her own thing. What she's doing. Kaya, she stay in her thing. She went too far. I agree. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. All right. Bang.
Yeah, well.
All right. Let's take another call. 5919, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, Drew here. Hey, Amon, how are you, man? I'm actually coming in to speak about the show. I kind of browsed at the show. Make this real quick. When people make assumptions that individuals don't rekindle their relationships, I want people to know in this business of reality television that a person is always going to cross paths. That's just what makes the show what it is. And
okay.
Another thing is, as far as T.S. Madison, I began to, in the beginning, to like T.S. Madison, but my problem was I didn't like the negativity feedback every time she would come on. She always had to bite back at the comments, and I'm like, if you're going to make yourself a star, you got to actually pay no attention to the comments, because if you keep feeding the comments in, it brings negativity issues. And far as her camp, I think, to my suggestion, I think she needs to change the whole entire house. And just, you know, go with a whole new fresh start of people. And even if it has to hurt, even if you have to bring new people in to run this camp for her, I think that that would be people that would have a best of interest. You know, keep the mother, who I think is hilarious, and, you know, get rid of the rest of the team. I have to be honest with you. I think
really?
That team is not going to get her to the next season. Yeah,
but
I would get rid of everyone.
I think they've got her very far, and they made a lot of money. They've got her pretty far. I mean, that's a bold statement
to
say.
Yeah, but once you get in television, you can rekindle a whole new atmosphere, and it can get you where you need to be even faster. Because I think that T.S. Madison already knows the business of manipulating, and when I mean manipulating in a good way, to get her where she needs to be, actually. And I think she has to. If I was her, I would shut down
my whole
house.
So what about the team? Why would you think that? Like, that just sounds like just a broad statement. Like, oh, just get rid of the team. But what about the team you feel like she needs to get rid of?
Well, I think that everyone wants a role play of being noticed on television, and this is about T.S. Madison. It's not about anyone else. And another thing I have to say,
I don't
people
think
may
Chi-Chi
not agree
is like
with
that.
Me.
I don't think Chi-Chi is like that at all. I don't think Chi-Chi is
well,
like that.
I don't
that
know.
At all.
I really didn't see that guy, but I kind of browsed at it just for you know, because I'm in New York here, and we deal with these things. And another thing that I thought was kind of interesting, and I wanted to say this, and I hope that I don't have to actually bite the bullet on this, but I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Another thing is, I think that you also have to be careful with your peers in the business. And I'm going to bring Wendy Williams up, because I think that Wendy Williams could have been a very great voice to shout out T.S. Madison. Even though they may have certain words about who she is, but I think that you might want to say that Wendy Williams is definitely relevant in any topic about any type of show that comes on. If she speaks about it, the people are going to run to it.
Absolutely. Now, that's a fact.
So I think that that's another relationship that T.S. Madison has to clean up. I'm just going to be honest.
So you don't think that she should have mentioned Wendy Williams in the show? Because she mentioned Oprah and
I think that we got to look back at some of the past, because you have to remember, some people are going to look at the past to bring that with the future. And it's going to be a lot of cutthroat, because I remember I had times that I remember one time a friend of mine that was a real estate agent, Robin Robbins, and her were going to a party, and Robin Robbins didn't like her, and she didn't know her to not like her. It was just something she said at the table that turned her away. So it's like when you're in this business, you have to be very careful to how you put things out there, because they will hunt you. We all know about the past of someone being honest about what they did to get there, but there's some people that's not going to change, and they're going to hold on to that, because we're still dealing with old-fashioned people in this industry.
Yeah. I'm with you on the Wendy Williams.
So we have to be careful
you
what
know,
we say. Yeah.
Because Wendy Williams does have
power. And I'm
power
mad because she's never reached out to you. I'm mad because she's never reached out to you, and I always wanted to say, Wendy, you know, give Amon Wiggins a little credibility. Put him on as a,
I'm just a little.
Know,
let me just listen.
Show.
It's no rush. Yeah. I'll get there when I need. Listen, Wendy is way over here.
Yeah.
I'm just in my little space. Okay, it'll come when it's time.
Yeah,
I
but
enjoy,
what I would like to leave with you is. Yeah, what I would like to leave with you, I really think that you should consider being more focused on what your success is going to be like in the future. And I think that you need to do more commentary on things that matter, because these people on YouTube don't matter. You need to really – I mean, you could do good on crime stories and late-night crime stories. I think you need to look for where your next desk is going to be. It's going to be much more.
Listen, I've received
the arrival
that, too.
There.
I like that, too. Thank you. Listen,
yeah,
you spoke
think,
that into
yeah.
me.
Yeah, Yeah, I think you need to focus on that. I think that you need to, you know, tell the people that watch you that I've moved. It's nothing wrong with moving to another level. Like T.S. Madison said, when I move out of this house, I'm going to move into something much more of a compound. Well, I think you need to, you know, look on the same, you know, categories. And looking at T.S. Madison, I look at it like a middle-aged woman, but not worried about that she's a transgender, put it like that.
Okay.
So that's how I look at her. Like, you know, she is a mobile on her own. And at times I wanted to say, like, I don't like this show. I don't like this person. I say, you know what? It's going to be a love-hate thing. I'm going to love her for who she is because she went out there and she took a bite on the bullet and made it happen for her. Even if it is a mediocre channel, it can go further for her because she let it be known to – I can be honest with you. I don't think anyone co-signed for T.S. Madison to actually be there. I think T.S. Madison co-signed for herself. It was just in the makings. She doesn't need anyone else to represent her. She can do her own thing. And if I was her, I would pack my bags and go to New York or go to California and clean house and do a whole new, you know, corporation of who she is. I would.
Well, thank you.
She signed on.
Baby, you
got to
do some things. I appreciate you. Thank you so
sure.
much. Calling from New York. Have a great day. Listen, everybody, listen. But you got to take the meat and throw away the bone. All right. Okay. Listen. Private caller, you're live on the air. Yes.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, first of all, I wanted to say I'm really kind of annoyed how people say that WeTV is kind of like something that's mediocre or not really great.
Yeah, I caught that, but I was going to let that. Ma'am, you sound like you're talking in a can of Sprite.
Oh, maybe it's my headphones. Let me take them off.
Yes. Larry Reed says, Armand's voice is golden. He is on his radio as well. XM Radio on TV. Here it comes. Yes. Listen, we are in a spiritual space near you as well. Listen. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you much better now. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So I was just wanting to say that I know that, like, it's popular for people to love, like, Housewives and all of that stuff. I actually don't watch reality TV, and I'm going to confess to you, the one that I really like to watch is, it's called Love After Lockup, and that comes on WeTV. So I watched that one, and, of course, I support TS, and I watched her show. The only thing that I didn't really like about her show was it kind of made me cringe a little when she – I can't remember how she said it exactly, but she said something about Wendy and Oprah and, like, saying move over bitches or something.
Yeah.
That's how we all talk.
I know. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it a stat.
Right.
It made me cringe too, no shade. Because I'm like,
And
she kept saying it too. She kept saying Wendy and Oprah. I'm like, girl, stop saying it.
Right.
You said it once. Right. You said it once. Just let it go.
But I felt like maybe, you know, like with the TV show, I never had a TV show. So maybe they had to make her say certain things. You know, even though she's executive producer, there are probably still things that, you know, on reality TV that they kind of make you say.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, I'm just assuming that was one of those things. And then, and also I wanted to say, you know, with Craig, I feel like her and him have a really, even though I don't know them or anything, but, you know, I'm just watching the show and stuff on YouTube. I feel like they have to have a really good relationship. So
I feel like
it's kind of like, right. So I feel like it's funny when it's not other people that don't know them looking at his jokes, you know, but when it's people that don't know their relationship, they look at it and they probably see it as like, oh my God, he's really trying to, you know, become the star.
And you know what? And I think that you're right. And that's why I didn't want to just assume, like, that sounds like, you know, because for me, I just couldn't believe that, you know, he was just that way and they're so close. Because
right.
I was just, you know, so, you know, for me, maybe it's just me on the outside looking in and, you know, I'm not in the inner circle. So, you know, I could just be totally off. But it, I mean, come on, you got to admit, you got this man where I am this, and as soon as he came into the camera, I'm the one that sold this many books, and this show is this, and I feel this way, and it's about me, and I'm like, and I'm not going down
but
there where you
girls are this, and I,
right, but you don't need to work for me, you need to be this, you need to get your
right.
own show, you need your own show, Miss Mama, you want it, like, you know, this is my shit.
Right, right, because I kind of look at him as... You know in the Jeffersons, how the maid, Florence, I think that's her name, how she kind of made the Jeffersons work, like if the doorbell rings, she's like, are you going to get it? I feel like her and him have that banter where, you know, like, but it's funny to them. That's how I kind of see it. And the other girl, I think her name is Allegra.
Yeah, see, I don't know much about her. She's cool.
Yeah, see, I like her because when they... Like, she used to help them when they were planning trips. I think they went to Puerto Rico or somewhere. And I felt like the fact that it's YouTube, I'm sure you can understand this, you know, being on YouTube, having these members and audience that's asking all these questions, and I felt like Allegra really, I hope I'm saying her name right, I felt like she really handled it really well. Like, you know, the pressure of just having people, you know, be able to say whatever they want, and all of that stuff, and I feel like they really handled it well. So I feel like she has a good team.
I feel like she has a good team too. They got her the TV.
Yeah, exactly.
They got her the
and
TV.
I feel that
for me, it was just a little bit of the ego with Craig. I was just like, oh, child, like, you know what I mean? I wasn't ready for that. I didn't know. I don't know
right.
him, so I was. I guess I was expecting something else. I knew I felt like he wanted to be a personality, but I didn't know.
Right.
Like, it just jumped at me. Like, oh, wait a minute. Like, she really want, like, she don't want to be behind it. She don't want to be producing like that. For like, she wants to be the star.
Right. And then the other thing, I know everyone loves Miss Mary, but for me, because my mother is so much like that, it's just like, it's eye roll for me. For me, because I just feel like, oh, God,
I like
Miss
Mary
and all this. Yeah, I know, but she reminds me so much of my mother that it's just kind of like, oh, my gosh.
But you need that, though, right? But the thing is, though, I think,
well,
you know, I think Miss Mary is important. But I think, see, television doesn't see that. A black woman, Christian, supporting their transgender dark, like, you know
good
what I mean?
Point.
We need that visual. We need that.
Good
we
point.
Need that in our community.
Yep.
We need that. So I think Miss Mary plays
right.
a pivotal role because there's many people that are in that situation, but their parents don't even like them because they're gay, let alone trans.
Right.
So to have, and then
right.
you have a transgender escort, prostitute, ex-porn star,
right,
you know, all
right.
these different variables, and your mom is there with you now, like, that's a full
right.
circle moment. And I think that's even a full circle moment for Madison, when her and her mom probably had conversations about, why are you doing this, and why are you doing that, when they were younger, right?
Right.
And Madison was telling her, my mom would be a star, you know, and finally, now she's a star, and her mom is alive, you know, to experience the moment with her. I'm bringing my mama, too. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I think we need to see that.
Yes. And is that everything? I think, and I wanted to say that I love your show, and I love that you have something that I feel is eluding YouTubers. You have such, like, a raw honesty and realness, and that's what's refreshing to me. When I watch your show, I always expect to have, like, an honest opinion, even if it's hard for you to, not that it's hard for you to be honest, but if it's going to hurt someone's feelings, you know, you still –
or now,
like,
or now being in this industry, you know, you start to make friends and allies and things like, but sometimes you still got to critique things. So it's just like,
right,
you know,
right.
I mean, sometimes you still have to give commentary on how you see it. So, you know, and so but you just got to be fair. So I try to, my thing is this, I got to be as real as possible. If it makes me feel like I can't be myself, then I can't, I don't want to talk to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be too.
So keep doing an amazing job, and I hope everyone continues to watch the T.S. Madison Experience on WeTV.
Absolutely. All right.
Okay, have a great night. Okay, bye.
All right, we'll take a couple more. We got a lot of calls in here. Okay, and then we're going to keep it moving. Okay, 3035, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. I'm not going to keep you long.
What's
poppin'? I'm not going to keep you long. I have not seen Maddie's show yet, but from hearing the comments and things, I will check it out. New York needs to go back over there on Zeus and deal with Chance and them and fix their show. You know, let Maddie have her moment. And, baby, I want to talk about these bots. These bots you got in there, them bots is acting like Day-Day from next Friday. Like, they just got a security job. I'm trying to tell you, they up here tripping.
Okay, okay? I'm going to check them out. I'm going to check them out.
But it's hilarious, though, because they catching people, though. They like, da-da-da-da, caught you. But other than that, I love you. You know this, and I love your show.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you for calling
Bye.
In. Bye. All right, 9582, you're live on the air. Hello?
Oh.
9582.
Don't make him stand up. I say stand up.
Why are you not ready?
Okay, hi. I just want to say I love your show, and you are everything.
Okay.
So I wanted to talk about the man. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the man. I wanted to talk about the man, the white man that say, oh, WeTV is Medicare, whatever. I'm like, WeTV is TV. Are you there?
Okay. It's the Medicare for me. Okay. And no, the car just dropped. Okay. 8161, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, my only problem is what I think is going to happen is she's not going to be as blunt as she is now. You know, like how they can just let, they just talk about everything freely. And I feel like now that they're on the WeTV, it's only going to be only like a certain amount of realness from TS that we'll be getting.
Oh, so you feel like now once the show is over, like she's going to be a little bit more kind of like buttoned up and more commercial.
Right.
So, cause,
right.
I mean, but that happens. But that happens. You think about Wendy Williams. Wendy is totally different on television than she was in radio. I mean, it's to be expected because the bag gets bigger. So you got sponsorships and you got advertisers and things like that. So you can't get on there and be saying pussy at home. And, you know, you can't really get into some things like that. That's why when people talk, you know, even come to me, I'm like, I enjoy the journey because, child, I know there's going to be a point where I'm going to have to polish up a little bit, but I like getting ratchet right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And so
yeah.
I feel you. You know,
and
we probably will lose her.
Audience, too, the ratchetness. Don't nobody want to just be sitting here looking at the same shit on all, you know, all the reality TV. We want that ratchetness. We want that what we was getting on YouTube.
Yes, yes, yes. But you got to go.
I love you, and I just want everybody else to ever come in and, you know, state their opinion.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. How long have we been on here? Oh, child, I'm done. All right. Yeah, okay, this is going to be the last one. Okay, 1805, you live on the air.
Armand.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is this LaMonica?
This LaMonica, you know who this is.
What's going on? What's going on, boo?
Nothing too much. I just wanted to call. I haven't seen the show yet. But I'm just like, if these bots kick me out of this chat one more time.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of them.
They keep kicking me out. And I'm like, Dave, what I do wrong? I'm just using the emojis, and they keep kicking me out. I said, let me call Armand.
Okay, I'm gonna get rid of the bots, child. It was a new experiment I was trying. So we're not gonna bring the bots back. I already removed them. So you good?
Okay, love you, boo.
Love you too. Bye. All right, y'all.
Take
we're gonna
care.
Wrap the show. Bye. Okay, so basically, I wanted to let you.